Blog Talk Radio.
Church. Praise the Lord. Amen. So good to see all of you here with us this morning. Pastor Mom is here with us, and praise God. She's going to welcome us and then open us with a word of prayer. Pastor Mom?
Yes.
Welcoming everybody.
Yes.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Glad to see everybody.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Our Father,
be hallowed in heaven.
Hallowed be
thy name.
Thy kingdom
come.
Thy will
be done
on earth as it is
in heaven.
Give us this day.
Our daily
bread. Yes. And forgive us.
And forgive
our debt. As we forgive.
And give us this day.
Our debtors. And lead us not.
And give
us into temptation. But deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president. And give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for the second Sunday in the month of June. Glory to God and all that he's doing on this day in your house and in my house. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to our scripture. We'll be saying Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6, and then we'll go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Praise God. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read it together. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Hallelujah. And then let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen, amen. Now, we've said those scriptures for so many times. I'm sure you have memorized them by now. Amen. That's a blessing. Hallelujah. Now, this is our time for our pearls to ponder. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his name, his character, and his nature. Amen. And we're doing that by just pondering, thinking about, rolling around in our head one of his names, character, or nature every month. So we have something every month that he has led us to meditate on, to ponder on. Hallelujah. So this month, we're talking about him being gentle. We're talking about the gentleness of God, the meekness of God, hallelujah, the lowliness of God, and really, you know, focusing, well, all of that's the same thing, his gentleness. And last week, we gave a definition to it, and we had our own definition to it by his spirit, strength wrapped in love, hallelujah. So gentleness is strength wrapped in love. Hallelujah. Amen. And so last week we went over a scripture that, and this is what Jesus said in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. He said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he's the ruler of the universe, and yet he is gentle and lowly. He's the ruler of the universe, of everything that is and was and will ever be. And yet in him we can find rest for our soul. And he wants us to take on his yoke, for his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And that's all because even though he is stronger than anything, even his strength is wrapped up in love. Amen. So he is gentle and lowly in heart. Now, James 3 and verse 17. James 3 and verse 17 says, but the wisdom that is from above is pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And that's a mouthful. That's a lot. First, it starts off saying that this is wisdom. You know, his gentleness is part of his wisdom. He's pure, He's peaceable. You know, he doesn't come with a bunch of ruckus. And this is pure. You know, you can tell the difference between a person who has purity in their heart and one who has an ulterior motive, you know. And so, and pure, and then peaceable, bringing peace. And then here's this gentleman, hallelujah, that strength wrapped in love, easy to be entreated. You know, some people, you walk up on them, you don't know if you're getting Mr. Jekyll or Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde. And so it's a beautiful thing that we know when we go to God, he's going to be easy to talk to, approachable. That's what that is. Full of mercy, compassion, full of mercy, and good fruit, hallelujah, without partiality. And he's that way for everybody. That's without partiality and without hypocrisy. And then our other scripture is Galatians 5:22-25, and that talks about the fruit of the Spirit. So the fruit of the Spirit, this is who the Lord is. This talks about his character, his nature. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness. Hallelujah. Right there in the middle of everything, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and that's self-control. Against such, there is no law. And they that are Christ, that belongs to Christ, have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So not only is he all of this, but that's what he wants us to be. He wants his character and his nature of gentleness and everything else that was mentioned to be in us as we walk in the Spirit. Amen. Now here's a song that we found. I'm loving this, going through and finding songs that go with our pearls to ponder. And this song is called Gentle and Lowly. It's about a little over a minute long. It's very sweet. Amen. Like him. It was his gentle and his lowliness that caused him to, that allowed him to go ahead and be crucified for our sins. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for it. We give you praise, Lord God. Hallelujah. We don't take this lightly or for granted. We thank you for your gentleness. Hallelujah. And your lowliness for us. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So that's something to ponder on. He is the pearl of great price. So this week, ponder on the fact that, yes, he is gentle and he's lowly. And I think about he's gentle and lowly. He never said a mumbling word when they were coming at him with lies and persecuting him. He never said a mumbling word because he was gentle. All that strength was wrapped up in love. So just let God give you a greater revelation of his gentleness in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. That's our pearls to ponder. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Let's go on to our declaration today. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're declaring and decreeing. Ooh, I had to declare and decree some things this week. Oh, my God. And, you know, this is so good that we're doing this. So when things start coming up, things start happening, the enemy trying to bring fear and trepidation and cause us to act outside of our character, we can just go back to these declarations and put them in the air again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And sometimes I think we need to, maybe I'm talking about me, need to say the declaration out loud again for myself, going through some things. Hallelujah. We thank God because light sure did begin to shine as I declared and decreed. Amen. And the darkness, the gloominess had to go away in Jesus' name. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, the word of our God stands forever. Amen. As I like to say, the grass right now, woo, the grass is growing. It's not withering at all. But the grass is growing, but after a while, in another couple of 2-3 months, the grass will wither. The flowers are blooming. I have a great big, I think they call it Easter lily, great big white one that just has bloomed among the plants that I have here. And but it's going to fade after a while. But the word of our God stands forever. Amen. Let's go ahead and say some declarations today. Put it in the air because it's going to meet us. This declaration is going to meet us when we need it. The word of God is going to meet us when we need it. Hallelujah. Amen. So repeat after me. I overrule, disallow, and veto every diabolical sanction, subverting activity, injunction, directive, mandate, or order opposes the will of the Lord concerning my life, ministry, and family. Hallelujah. That's Matthew 18 and verse 18. Hallelujah. Whatever kind of diabolical sanction is trying to come up, it cannot in the name of Jesus. Amen. Continue to repeat. No weapon formed against me shall prosper is the heritage of the Lord. Whatever I do will prosper, for I am like a tree that's planted by the streams of water. Praise God, Pastor Mom. Isaiah 54, verse 17, and Psalm 1 and verse 3. Continue to repeat. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body. every disease, germ, allergy, and allergic reaction, and every virus, just my body, dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. Forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. Oh, I had to say that this week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Galatians 3 and verse 13, Romans 8 verse 11, Genesis 1 verse 31, Matthew 16 and verse 19. Hallelujah. We'll say one more. Yeah, some things were going on in the atmosphere. It looked like there was trying to be some sickness going on. And we just stood on the word of God that stands forever. Glory to God. And there was even some thought of even COVID trying to come around. And we're like, no, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Started declaring and decreeing again that there would be no virus. Hallelujah. Amen. And the person we thought that might have been on was checked and no virus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. It might have been trying, but it didn't make it. Hallelujah. The last one, last declaration. Great is the peace of my children, children's children. For they are taught of the Lord. That's Isaiah 54 and verse 13. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that each and every one of these declarations are out in the airwaves right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. They are standing on our behalf. We give you praise for it now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's have a time of praise and worship. Sister McDowell has been on my heart, so we're going to hear Sister McDowell morning. Hallelujah. In our praise and worship time. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We have come into town.
Hallelujah. Amen. I must tell Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes, and I'll talk about me, sometimes I go run and want to tell somebody else, but first, amen, I must tell Jesus and just talk to Jesus about it. Glory to God. Because he's the only one who can do something about it. Really do something about it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And he touched me. Oh, when the Lord touches you, glory to God. Nothing is the same. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So you, if you ever think about Sister McDowell, just lift her and her family up in prayer. Amen. It's been a little while since her daughter has passed, but, you know, it's that's still been a tough thing for them. So we just praise the Lord and just thank God for, you know, helping them through this time of bereavement. Amen and amen. So, amen. Let's pray over our finances. Glory to God. Let's pray over our finances. Some wonderful things have been going on with finances lately. And, you know, I shared with you all what happened to me when I went on vacation and that it wasn't so much the money, it was the favor. And the favor of God, he's taught us, the favor of God means more than money. His favor can take care of stuff. He may not put the money in your hand, but his favor will take care of it. So his favor means more than money. Amen. And so Pastor Catherine was telling me when she went on vacation last week, and what happened was she was at the store. She was purchasing something at the store, and she was in line and you know, had everything on the conveyor belt. And the person behind her said, "Ma'am, may I pay for that for you?" Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. That's what God will do, the favor of God. Amen. And I was just praising God because I said, now this kind of looks like something here, you know, that is, well, I know a lot of you may get out more than we do, but we hardly go out. We're here with Pastor Mom and taking care of her. And it's like, it seems like as soon as we go out, God blesses us, you know, and I'm just really blessed by that. Hallelujah. I know it's him just saying, okay, I got you. My hand is up on you. Amen. Hallelujah. And I know his hand is up on you as well. So let's pray over our finances because God is no respecter of persons. You know, what he does for me, he'll do it for you. What he does for you, he'll do it for me. Amen. And somebody was telling me recently, they were saying how some people were jealous of them, of what God was doing in their lives. And I was like, you know what? There's no room for jealousy. If we see something going on in somebody's life and it is good, it is God, we can praise God. Hallelujah. Because like I said, he's no respecter of persons. He'll bless all of us exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. Amen. So let's pray over our finances. Repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose. May I be
a good
steward.
Of all
that you give me.
Amen.
Help me to remember that all I have belongs to you and to be grateful for it. Keep repeating after me. May I always be paid well.
Be paid well.
For the work I do. And may my money, not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Multiply it. So what I have and what I make will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not be anxious.
Finances,
but we'll seek your kingdom first, knowing that as I do, I will have all
I need.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Thank you, Pastor Mom. She's trying so hard. Amen, amen. She had quite a day the other day. She went to the to see the doctor, and that just getting up and getting out and all of that, that was quite something for her. And so she's still kind of recuperating from going to the doctor. The wonderful thing was that she was tested, and the test came out negative. So, we're just making sure that her urinary tract is functioning properly. Amen. So the test was good. So the doctor says she's doing really good. Praise God. And so these are the ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can give via Cash App. Our Cash App is $ESLCCC. It's $ESLCCC. You may also give via Zelle. Zelle looks like it's trying to catch up with Cash App and surpass it. So you can give via Zelle as well. And that our Zelle number is 973-951-9921. That's 973-951-9921. If you're in the Heritage House, you may also give at the door. We are a man, so you can give at the door 2E. If you'd like to mail a check or money order in, you can make your check or money order payable to ESLCCC. And we're at 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. So let us pray. Lord God, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We thank you for taking care of our finances. We thank you that when it's needed, money will come into our hands. And when favor is needed, that you will release favor for us. In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you for those who are tithing today. You said in Malachi chapter 3 that to try you and test you on this, to give 10% of whatever we get in, and then you will open up the windows of heaven and pour us out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. You will also rebuke the devourer for our sake, so that our money will not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. So we thank you for that right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. And then we thank you for all the givers, hallelujah, the ones who are giving offerings. And Luke 6:38 says, "Given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give unto your bosom." Hallelujah. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11 that says that you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. So we just thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We're going to go into praise and worship one more time and have a song here. And it's called Your Will by Minister Joy Bryant. Hallelujah. And so we're going to hear that this morning, and then we'll come back for the word for today. Glory to God.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hey! I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say. Of everything, my heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you.
About Pastor Mom. Amen. Because she wants his will, the Lord's will, to be done in her life. Amen. So this morning, Pastor Mom is going, we're going to hear Pastor Mom a sermon that she preached about 5 years ago. And the name of it is, she's going to have you repeat it several times. It's blessed, fortunate, and well off. And that's also in your the text messages that I sent out today. Blessed, happy, fortunate, and well off. And the scripture she's going to be coming from is Matthew 5, verses 1 through 11. Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. That's also on the text that I sent you all today. Amen. And so when it gets started, it starts off, I didn't start the tape until blessed was said, and then happy, fortunate, and well off when we first get started. But then you'll hear it in its entirety, you know, later on. Praise God. So you can be a part of what's being said. And this was taped when we were in the chapel before the pandemic. And so it sounded like we had a nice little crowd that day. Amen. Amen. And so before we get started, your mom is going to sing her favorite song. Amen.
Use me, Lord, in my sin, draw me nearer every day.
Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run on all the way, Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run on all the way. Use me, Lord, in thy service. Draw me nearer every day. Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run on all the way, Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run on all the way. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Here is Pastor Mom.
I'm happy.
Fortunate, blessed, and well off. All right, I think we all are well off. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we all are well off.
Yes.
Amen. Okay. Let's start with we may all think of being blessed, happy, fortunate, and well off. Different ways. Some may think it means that we have plenty of money, friends, houses, land, or cars. Some may think we are blessed because we woke up this morning in our right mind. That's true. Remember, last month when I spoke talking about God's ways being higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Let's look at Matthew 5. It is known as the Sermon of the Mountain, and beautiful Jesus told us in Matthew 5 about how his ways and so are higher than our ways, above being blessed and happy and well off.
Amen.
I'm going to read Matthew 5 verses 1 and 2. It says, and seeing
the multitudes, he went up into the mountain, and when he was sent, his disciples came unto him. His disciples came unto him and opened his mouth and taught him, saying, Jesus was in front of a lot of people. He went up into the mountain. That's why it's called the Sermon on the Mountain. He had to get sick. Then his disciples came to him. Everyone read verse 3. Do you have verse 3?
Yes.
Let's start reading it together.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Okay. Part of our design of blessing is to be well off. Jesus defines salary with being blessed. If you are poor in spirit, being poor in spirit means that the rest, that apart from God, we can do nothing. We know that we must depend on the grace of God to get in through everything. Amen. And because we depart, we depend on God, is the King of heaven and of blessed. Repeat after me. I am blessed.
Happy, fortunate.
And well off. Let's say that again. I'm happy.
I'm fortunate.
And well off. And I think we all are well off.
Amen. Amen.
We are well off.
Thank you.
Now, I want everyone to read verse 4. Do you have it?
Yes.
Okay.
Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
When we think of mourning, we think about somebody being sad after a loved one died. It also means when we know that we have done wrong in God's eyes, we repent. We are sorry enough not to sin against God again. We are blessed because when we mourn, God comforts us. Mm-hmm. Repeat after me again. I am blessed, happy. And fortunate, and well off. Everybody read verse 5.
Blessed, for they shall inherit the earth.
Okay. To be meek does not mean being weak. Meekness is the strength under God's control. Meekness is self-control. We are blessed because our strength is under God's control.
Amen.
Therefore, we shall inherit the earth. Repeat after me again. I am blessed.
Happy.
Fortunate. And well off.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
That's right, Bishop.
Everybody read the verse 6. Blessed are they
which do hunger and
thirst for they shall be filled.
God wants us to be hungry and thirsty for right standing with him, just like food satisfies our hunger and water satisfies our thirst. He wants us to come to him and be satisfied with a good relationship with him.
Amen.
So he called, he can fulfill us, then we can be blessed. Repeat after me again. I am blessed.
I'm happy.
Fortunate.
And well off.
And I think we all are well off.
Amen.
Thank you, God. All right. Everyone read verse 7.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
When we have compassion, concern, and kindness for our people, God will make sure that we will be blessed with compassion, concern, and kindness. Repeat after me again. I'm blessed.
Happy.
Fortunate.
And well off.
Okay, everybody read verse 8.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Okay, a pure in heart begins with receiving Jesus as our Lord and Savior, because unless we are saved, we will not see God. Being pure in heart doesn't mean that we never sin after we are saved. It means that when we do sin, we are quickly to repent.
Amen.
And it means that there is less sin in our lives as we get close to God.
Amen.
A good scripture for the pure in heart is 1 John 1:9, and it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to clean us from all unrighteousness. When we confess our sins, we can lay hold to his faithfulness, his forgiveness, and as he cleans us from all unrighteousness, then we are blessed to see God. Repeat after me. I am blessed, happy,
fortunate,
and well off.
Okay,
praise the Lord.
Everyone read verse 9.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
God is our peacemaker. When we make peace, we act just like him. And just like a child looks and acts like their parents. That's how we know that we are children of God and we are blessed to be his children. Repeat after me again. I am blessed, happy,
fortunate,
and well off. Okay. Everyone read verses 10, chapter 10 and verse 12. Blessed are they which are
persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.
Define Matthew 5:10, because it lets us know what persecution means. It says including abuse and hate a person. When a person is persecuted, people will hurt them down and to be bad things and do bad things to them and say all kinds of evil things against them. We might say they call people everything but the child of God. Notice that Jesus said they will speak evil against you, falsely for him is sake. If we are doing good things for God and people persecute us, then we are blessed with the kingdom of heaven. Repeat after me. I am blessed, happy, fortunate, and well off. And I want you to, before I close, I got a few things to say about the Lord. It just says, he says his words and heal them and deliver them from all their direction. Read God's word, believe God's word, and trust him to do what we said we would do. Okay, so this is my closing now. And my conclusion, remember that when we do things according to God's word and his thoughts, we are blessed. So we can say this one more time. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed, happy, fortunate, and well off.
And I think we all are well off. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was Pastor Mom. And we are blessed, happy, fortunate, and well off. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That was so good to hear Pastor Mom again, to preach that sermon. Years ago, I happened to find it actually it's out on YouTube under Get 'Em Radio. And you can actually see her preaching it if you go out on there. Amen. We don't have a lot on Get 'Em Radio at this point, but, we had that from 5 years ago. Amen. I just got blessed all over again with that. Glory to God. And I pray that you did too. Pastor Mom, did you want to say anything?
I think it was happy to be here with you all.
Amen. You were happy to be here with us and listening to yourself. Amen. Amen. So if you are listening to this service and you're not sure that Jesus is the Lord of your life, you're not sure that you are the blessed one, the happy, the fortunate, and the well-off, this is your day. You know, when Pastor Mom was preaching, she said, the pure in heart shall see God. And the pure in heart are those who receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So this is your day to receive Jesus. If you're not sure, if there's a shadow of a doubt, this is your time to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Excuse me. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So he wants us to know that he loves us. He loves us so much. He wants us to be blessed, happy, fortunate, and well off. Hallelujah. He wants us to have that pure heart so that we can come home and see the Father God. Amen. And so Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And confessing with your mouth the saying of prayer Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe what Jesus did over 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. When we believe that and we say it out of our mouth, that's when salvation comes. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Repeat this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. If you said that, that was a simple prayer to say, but it has eternal life consequences to it. Amen. You are saved. You are born again. You are a child of God. Heaven is truly your home. Hallelujah. So we welcome you even now. Praise God. And we want to pray over you. Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for touching them right now and filling them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right. In the name of Jesus, power to read the Word of God and to understand it because you're there right with them as they're reading. And then, Lord God, power to pray in their prayer language. Hallelujah. Release their prayer language even now. In the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory for it, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And then we want to invite you to learn and to grow in the things of God. Hallelujah. Now, you can go to any Bible-believing, Bible-based church, and you can learn and grow. You can also learn and grow with us here, Get 'em Radio, the God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. You can learn and grow with us, and you can call and be a part of the conversation. You can call. Our phone number is 516-418-5699. That's 516-418-5699. And, you know, God put together this family of broadcasts to help us to learn and to grow together. I'm still learning and growing, and we can all do this together. Amen. So every Sunday, and this is what you're listening to right now, this is the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom McCoy is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We're here every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Glory to God. Next Sunday, Sunday, June the 18th, next Sunday is Father's Day. And so we're having our Father's Day service on next Sunday, and our very dear Bishop Aaron McClary will be with us speaking on next Sunday. So please join us. Hallelujah. Give your father this number, 516-418-5699, and have him to call in. Hallelujah. Bishop is always a blessing, and he's one of the dearest fathers that I know. I mean, he's a father to many, his children, his natural children and spiritual children. Amen. So meet us next Sunday, Father's Day, with Bishop Aaron. And then on Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, and we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Dr. Lorraine Navarro teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Amen. So meet us on tomorrow as well. Tuesdays, that's our prayer time. We pray on Tuesday. We have praying in tongues Tuesday, where we have four people volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time, and then we have interpretation of tongues. So every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and you call that same number, 516-418-5699, and we have praying in tongues Tuesday, and the interpretations are awesome. God tells us what we're saying. Glory to God. We have confirmations on that. Amen. And then on Wednesday, now we have broadcast on the second Wednesday and the fourth Wednesday of the month. The second Wednesday of the month is coming up this Wednesday, June the 14th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And it's our healing service. We call it prophetic healing. Glory to God. So what God tells us, ailments that are going to be healed and people call in and get healed. Our co-host is Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey. And we should be together on this Wednesday. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, Wednesday, the 14th of June, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Tell your friends and your family about it because you know what? God keeps showing up and people are getting healed on all of these broadcasts. So join us. Amen. This Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then the fourth Wednesday of the month is June the 28th. And it's the newest addition to our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and it's called Anointed Pandemic Baby. The Lord has really said to us to pray for these babies that are from newborns to about 4 years old because they're very, very special in his eyes. You know, I know he's not a respecter of persons, but there are some things that go on that are very special. And so we are praying for these babies, and we're praying for their parents as well. So set your cell phone alarm and mark your calendar for June the 28th. Wednesday, June the 28th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, this on Thursday night, that's our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. This Thursday and the rest of the Thursdays in this month, we will have Wise Father. Hallelujah. So, Lord willing, glory to God, our Wise Father this Thursday is going to be Pastor Don. Hallelujah. Don Anthony from California. So he's going to join us. He's the father of he has biological children, and he has children that that he has fathered for years, and he's a grandfather. Praise God. So we want to hear from him on this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. So join us. It's so good to hear Father just give us the word of wisdom of what God has shown them about being fathers. It's always awesome. So, yes, so he'll be with us on this Thursday. Glory to God. Amen. So that's our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, what's going on with us right now. And so we praise God for all that he's done, all that he's doing, all that he will do. Now we're going to open up the line. Praise God. We're going to open up all of the lines right now. If you want to say something, you may say it. If you don't want to say anything, just go ahead and put your phone on mute, because we will be hearing what's going on in the background and we'll be recording it. So make sure your phone is on mute If you're not going to say anything, if you are, all the lines are open now. So anyone can go ahead and speak. And welcome everyone again.
Hi. We want to sing out to the wise father, the father of fathers. We want to sing a song. Come on, girls.
Amen.
His name is Jesus, my hope has a name. In the name of the Lord, I say my hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing it one more time, okay?
For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations.
And now we're going to sing Our Hope Has a Name one more time.
Our hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Our hope has a name. It's in the name of the Lord I say our hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord.
Hallelujah.
We love you today.
God bless everyone on the line. And may God strengthen
Amen.
Each and every one. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. So thank you all for being on ready. And just be prepared next week when we get to our praise and worship time. We'll let our choir, our anointed choir, sing next Sunday for Father's Day too. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else?
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank God for the anointed choir. And hallelujah. And for the both of the songs that they sang. Glory
mm-hmm.
to God. I'm starting from the end to the going back up. But I was just thanking God for the both of the songs that were being sung, you know. And it just really was a mm-hmm. blessing to hear Minister Rachel and her family. And also, as I'm starting from the end to the going back over, I was when the announcements came on, I already knew that Pastor Dom was going to be ministering on Thursday. But Joy and Amber didn't know. And I mean, they just hollered. they said, we didn't know. So I was praising God for that. I give glory to God for that. And then Pastor Mom, I want to say to Pastor Mom, good afternoon, Pastor Mom. I just love to hear your voice.
Yeah.
Are you still woke, Mom? All right. Love you, Pastor Mom. And thank God for you opening up and I just praise God. I pray that you had a good night's sleep last night. I pray that God is truly moving and working, today. And still, I thank God for that word that you ministered on. And really from 5 years ago, it just really blesses me to hear those words on we're blessed, on the Beatitudes. And we're blessed. And I just thank God that we could, be here and thank God for that word. I want to thank God, Apostle, again for you and for the pearls to ponder this morning on gentleness, on God being gentle. That's so important because sometimes we don't want to, sometimes you might not want to bother a person or You might be in a situation where you might even be calling to take care of some business or something, and you might get somebody that really will treat you rough, you know, in talking with you about business and different things. But it's so wonderful that when we go to God, he's gentle. He said, come unto me.
Yes.
And I love his invitation. I just love it. So I just want to thank God for the entire service today. I won't try to go too long in talking because I found that I've been listening myself the last few times I've been on different programs. I said, oh, no, you're getting long-winded again. So, Ellen, don't try to get long-winded.
I said people get blessed, too.
Oh, amen. Glory to God. Well, I just wanted to thank God for the service. Thank God for you, Apostle. Thank God for you, Pastor Mom. I love you, Pastor Mom. And thank God for that word. What a wonderful, wonderful blessing. And I thank God again for Minister Rachel and her children. And I thank God even for the announcements, because even the announcements are anointed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because, you know, you think that the children wouldn't have been listening. They ain't no children. You know, they're my children, but they're not, you know, children. That they wouldn't have been listening. But when they did, it was like they, what? So I said, even the announcements are anointed. So I just thank God and give glory to God. While I'm on here, I'm going to stand for myself because I rebuke all headache. I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, or resist every headache spirit or whatever it is. I don't know if it's on somebody else, but it was like in the front, like somebody having a headache in the front. So I rebuke that headache spirit and charge and command it to leave them and me and not return in Jesus' name. And so thank God for you, Apostle, and Pastor Mom, and all the precious saints in your respective places. And may you have a very blessed day. I'm going back on mute.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Amen. I hollered, too, when he said he would do it. Glory to God. Pastor Don said he would be on next week. Amen. Okay, anyone else?
I just want to encourage Pastor Mom to keep on going, and I want to be like her. I want to run on and see what the end's going to be.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Faye. Yes. Yeah. And I look at her. She's been through something the past, you know, going to the doctors and then for her to even try to stay awake. And so whenever she wakes up, that's good. Amen. Amen. So thank you. Thank you for that encouragement, Minister. Amen.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? She woke up and heard you, Minister Faye, too.
Okay.
Thank
you, Lord.
Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Give you a few more moments in case you're trying to take your mute off or something. All right. Amen. Pastor Mom, do you want to say anything?
Good evening. Thank you.
Do you want to thank all of them?
All of them.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. She wants to thank everyone, you know, for just even being here today. Thank you all so much. Hallelujah. So let's close in a word of prayer, Pastor Mom. May the Lord
between me and thee,
while we're absent, one from another. Amen. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all.
Love you.